Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
If there's one thing we get asked about a lot here on the show to chat about, that is skincare. And yes, Botox as well, and all of the other non-invasive skin procedures that are out there. So to answer all of your questions today, Kerry Hanafy, who's the owner of Kerry Hanafy Aesthetic Clinic in Dublin, is with us to answer your questions. Kerry, good afternoon. Just first of all, I suppose before we come to listener questions, actually the number, if you want to send them in to us on WhatsApp or voice notice, is 087 1400 106. There's a huge conversation around Botox at the moment and where people go and where you get it and what you get. I suppose the first thing for anybody who is thinking of doing it, if they're not already, you need to be mindful of where you're going to get it.
You do. And the message to get across and what came across the other day is that it's a prescription. So it's a medicine. So it's a prescribable medicine. So you need a medical doctor or you need a dental surgeon. The only two people that can prescribe it. And that's the most important question to ask.
So just look where you're going. Now, I've said this many, many times in the show. We've talked about Botox on plenty of occasions here in the programme. I haven't started it yet. I say that with no judgment because I'm always about a week away, I'd say, from starting it. But what I have started to do, because like I've noticed my skin is tired looking and, you know, there's more lines on it than I'd like. Yes. I've started, I went and got a consultation and we did the dermaplaning and I've had two sessions of the micro needling. So is that kind of the first step, the thing you can do before you start going down the road of Botox?
What I see, the difference, what it is nowadays, is to remember that your skin is an organ. It's an actual organ of your body. And before, aesthetics was always about injectables, putting in fillers, putting in some toxin. And now we've realised we really have to look after this organ that covers our face. So it's the skin and the layer of skin that you see every day. For years, we didn't do anything. So the most important thing that everybody talks about nowadays is factor 50. So no matter what you're doing in life, factor 50. So when we see people and they come into the clinic, the first thing we do, we go back to basics and we look at what you're doing every day at home. So it's very important to have your home care stuff and your products at home, whatever you're using, that suits your skin and that you kind of use something on a regular basis. So like popping into a clinic once or twice a year is pointless if you haven't got good home care products.
Yeah, because you're basically doing that every morning, every night yourself at home.
Yes,
so you need the proper products. I always find, and I'm sure I know a lot of my friends find themselves in this situation as well, you tend at Christmas and birthdays and stuff, you know, you often get sets and you've all these different things. Yeah. So you end up with a load of stuff on the shelf at home
and you don't know what to use.
I don't even know how to use it, Kerry.
Yes, exactly. And it's so simple. It actually is simple. And you can categorise people into a skin type, you know, and make it quite simple for people. So some people have more of a redder tinge to their skin. They have more of a browner tinge to the skin because they might suffer with pigmentation or they might suffer with rosacea. And we can look at different angles and kind of pinpoint certain areas of their skin. They might be very dry and kind of pull out a product that would just suit that, just to fix a certain aspect of the skin before we move on to kind of adding in so many different types. I think we use too many products.
Okay, right. We have a load of questions coming in. Aina has got in touch. She says, will you please ask Kerry what I can do about my cheeks? They're going quite red, especially when I'm in a warm room. It's the area at both sides of my nose and I hate having to lash on makeup to cover it. My mum also has the same issue or had the same issue. I'm now in my 70s.
Okay, so generally what happens when we kind of go from cold to warm to cold, we kind of can flush. So our vessels in our body, they dilate and the blood can flash up and we get a bit of redness to the face. But probably underlying, she probably has a little bit of rosacea possibly, or maybe the corners of the nose, they're just little spider veins. So there's treatments that can look at that, which is IPL, which is intense pulse light. So you can come in and maybe have a consultation, let somebody assess your skin. But if it's just going from hot to cold, that's generally like a flushing. But generally, I would say it's probably slightly rosacea underneath.
Okay, so there is that, the IPL, that's a laser type treatment,
IPL,
isn't it?
So IPL is intense pulse light. So what it loves is something that's red. It loves a little red vein on your, especially the ones on the inner nose, which the lady just mentioned.
I know all about them, yeah.
Yeah, and literally you zap them two or three times and they can go. Now, they will come back and they can come back within a year or two from blowing your nose, from sneezing. We live in a cold country, so the wind, the rain, especially if you're down in, you know, on a farm and you're out with the animals.
The environmental.
You know, outdoor. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody sailing.
Okay. Yeah. Another texter, Carrie, says, I'd like to get a facial, but I actually don't know what I even need. I'd like to get one where it sucks the dirt out of your skin. But how do I know what works best? You see, that was me back in October.
Yeah, and it is hard to know. So you have to start somewhere. The biggest thing for every single person, everybody needs hydration. Everybody simply needs to hydrate their skin. So we tend to start with a consultation and then we might suggest some sort of cream that maybe helps with cellular turnover of the skin. So as we all age, we don't shed our skin as quickly as we should do, as we did, say, in our 20s. So something that would maybe turn your skin over a little bit quicker. We know things like retinols, glycolic acids, salicylic acids, but it all depends on your skin type, which one you would use.
You'd need advice, you see, on what to use, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
Every time, like I would spend, the amount of time I spend at home sitting looking at, you know, videos on TikTok about facials, but like they're often using products I don't know how to use them.
Yeah, and certain products aren't for all skin types. Like I wouldn't put vitamin C on my skin, whereas everybody talks about vitamin C. But if you have a redder tinge to your skin, just vitamin C would just make it redder. But the one treatment that you can have is something like mesotherapy.
Mesotherapy. What's that?
Mesotherapy is very simple, very little simple peptides that we inject with a very small little needle with a handpiece of a handheld gun that looks, and it just, it's like a sewing machine and it goes into the skin.
Does it actually protrude? Does it break through the skin?
Breaks through the skin, so it actually works. So sometimes when you just layer your skin with products, it just sits on top of the skin. So you want to try and get the product into the skin.
But it's not Botox. It's not the same type of syringe, is it?
Absolutely not.
No.
And you could have this from any age, and we recommend it for people who aren't ready to have any type of anti-wrinkle treatment like Botox or any type of toxin, and they don't need it. And they're only coming in their 20s, 30s, and they really don't need it.
Okay. This listener says, are the ultraviolet face masks safe and do they work? I see all the celebs posting about them. Yeah, I'm the same. I'm wondering about this.
Yeah, well, we do. We have LED, which is the light therapy. We have it in the clinic and it's very good if you have, you know, people that come in and maybe they've bruised or a bit of redness to their skin, and we put them under light therapy and it does help. Yeah. Obviously certain ones you wouldn't recommend. You have to be careful, like anything, what you're using, where you're sourcing it from, you know, European stamp marks on certain things.
I would have concerns about
important.
Buying something like that now and just sitting at the house at home with it on me. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't, like, off Alibaba or something, you know.
You need to know where you're exactly. And make sure, like, and as you say, it's the regulated.
Like the clinics have regulated LED lighting that you can lie under, and they're fantastic at the end of microneedling, mesotherapy, any type of treatment that has irritated your skin as such, you know, so you want to keep it nice and calm and calm it down. So the lights do that.
So if you have questions for Kerry Hanafy here today, aesthetic nurse, send them in to us, 087 1400 106. Sheila says, I've got deep lines on my upper lip due to my gums shrinking with age. Is there anything I can do to counteract it?
Well, my favourite treatment, as a lot of people would know, I do a lot of lip fillers. So not the projected lip fillers, not the big duck lips, as they call. So we do a lot of lip refresh. And the lip refresh is when you have your little border, as the lady said, it's starting to crack, it's starting to break a little bit, and we give that little bit of support just along the border, which is called your vermilion border, and it just really enhances your face and gives you back the lip that you had when you were in your 30s, 40s.
And if you don't want to go down the route of the lip filler, we'll say, are there other non-surgical treatments like that you can get?
We do. Treatments, and there's one of the treatments that's quite new. It's quite novel at the moment, and we're all talking about it. And I'm the trainer for this now for Ireland for polynucleotides. So that's a new term to bring
that
out. So polynucleotides, they're derived from trout, and they're derived from the sperm of trout actually. But you have to tell people this. But they're very safe to use in aesthetics because they've been used in medicine for 80 years. And they're very good for wound healing.
Right.
So now we're injecting them into the face to regenerate, to make your body self-heal. So when you're young, you fall, you heal, you heal very rapidly. But as we all age, we don't heal as quick. So we inject these now in the upper lip.
Listener says, my daughter's 27. She started to get both Botox, although she doesn't need it yet. But she's also got lip fillers and I think she looks ridiculous. They're huge. Do they go down over time though, or is she going to look this silly forever?
They do go down, and some of the girls are doing them too big, and you can leave it. What we kind of recommend is that you know, a lot of the fillers nowadays, they have very good longevity. Once a year, once every 8-9 months is ample. If they're coming in too often, what's happening is the product is building up. It's not given time to reduce, but it will reduce over time.
Okay, pop on the headphones, Kerry, because I've a listener here who sent in a voice note to us. It's 087 1400 106. Take a listen.
Hello, I have a message for the doctor. I have a bit of puffiness around my eyes and I had Botox there just in November and it exacerbated my puffiness. I also have some lines, but I'm really hesitant to get it done again. Would you actually recommend Botox for somebody who has puffiness around their eyes? Will it exacerbate it? I'm due to have an appointment within the next few days, as it's been 3 months. So I really, really would like some advice, please.
What do you do in that case?
I will say, just before I answer the question, I'm not a doctor, so I am a nurse. So I don't administer Botox, but I do see from patients that have arrived in the clinic, and I know from the doctors that have treated patients, that if you just don't get the treatment done around your eyes, because it's generally probably from her lymphatic drainage is weakening. So when she gets the toxin put around her eyes, it's knocking out the muscle there. So then the puffiness is exaggerated. So she can just have maybe some anti-wrinkle treatment on her forehead to lift the brows.
Okay.
So maybe when she speaks to her doctors, you know, she could just... But once you explain to the doctor, they'll know this.
They'll know. I suppose that's the advantage. That's why you're recommending people go to the doctor in the event they are getting Botox.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you've had an issue with a particular treatment at that given time, if you go back to the same practitioner, they learn your face because every face is different.
Mm.
So what one treatment for one person isn't the same. So it's always good to stay with the same practitioner.
Listeners wondering if you can recommend skin treatments that are safe for people with autoimmune diseases or lupus as well.
Yes. So what they say now with autoimmune disease for years, because I'm in aesthetics 20 years now this year. So originally, you know, if anybody had an autoimmune, it would be a no-no. Now it's your autoimmune. If you're controlled and you're well and you're any medication that you're on and you're not seeing a doctor and you're stable, you can have fillers. You can have skin treatments. You can have microneedling. You just have to be conscious and speak to your consultant and, you know, get kind of clarification from them that they're happy for you to have the treatment.
But okay. Guy has got in touch to say, I'm wondering if you can recommend any treatments for man in his early 50s for fine lines, eye bags and number of wrinkles as well on the face.
So without looking at somebody and without seeing them eye bags, a lot of eye bags, you know, we always have to start at the top. The best thing for eye bags is still surgical. Surgical intervention, blepharoplasty, you know, especially somebody in their 50s, because this does naturally happen as our face ages, our bone shrinks. So these fat pads can puff out. So without seeing somebody, but, you know, there are treatments just Botox for wrinkles, like any treatment that women get, men should get as well.
Is there anything you can get, though, to, like, I'm just thinking here myself as you're saying this, for the the tiredness, the puffiness under the eyes, that's not the Botox or the wrinkles, though?
So the newest thing, again, is the polynucleotides. So you can safely inject them directly under the eyes. Whereas before, the only treatment we really had was tear trough fillers. And tear trough fillers are not without their problems, which sometimes happens 2 years after the people have had treatment. So nowadays people are less likely to want to do tear trough fillers, you know, within people. So we have polynucleotides. We also have...
Yeah. Okay. Listeners wondering, are the more expensive skincare creams actually any better? Or what should I be looking for in my creams when I'm picking them off the shelf?
I know,
it's a good question.
There is. And there's loads on TikTok and there's loads of switches and there's loads of comparisons. Like, I have developed my own range within the clinic and we've kind of tried to make a range that is cost comparison. And at the end of the day, you know, if you like a certain product that is expensive and it suits your skin type, great. But if you can find something, some people still are happy using Nivea. Some people are still happy using Aldi, have fantastic creams.
Do you go into any of the big stores and huge expense? Yes. But it is hard to know where you're actually getting what you need in them. You know?
And look, a lot of moisturiser is just moisturiser and it sits on the top of the skin. It doesn't penetrate into the skin. So that's why the injectables are so good. That's why mesotherapy is so good, because it actually breaks the layer of skin
Number of men getting in touch as well, this listener, about her husband too. You know, he does very little to look after his skin. He's very reluctant to do more. He's already got serious lines in his forehead, though they do suit him. I'm worried he'll start to age badly. Are there any low maintenance things you can recommend for him? Maybe I'll try and convince him.
We do a lot of men now, a lot of men coming into the clinic, a lot of men getting anti-wrinkle injections, a lot of men getting Profhilo. Profhilo is another injectable.
Which is that one now?
So Profhilo is an injectable that's hyaluronic acid, and it stimulates your natural collagen to regenerate. So it hydrates your skin. So it doesn't change your face. It just keeps your skin healthy. So you inject that twice a year, three times a year, dependent on your age group.
Listener says to me, you've started Botox, Andrea, when you're talking. Microneedling isn't Botox, though.
No. Microneedling is just needles. And it's got an applicator, and it has, there's two types of microneedling out there at the moment. There's the standard microneedling, and then there's microneedling that has microneedling and radio frequency. It's very difficult to even say microneedling on air.
Yeah, it is. It's a hard one. Not to be confused with dry needling, which is what you get in your back from the physio, as I did a little earlier. Kerry, we could talk to you for another hour. There's that many people getting in touch. It just shows you the interest and demand, you know, in skincare now.
And it is. I think it's very complicated. And I think it's every magazine, you know. But consultations are there. They're free. And, you know, we're very open for anybody to come in at any time.
Kerry Hanafy, owner of the Kerry Hanafy Aesthetic Clinic on South William Street in Dublin. Thanks a million for joining us here on the programme as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.